Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
This week, the House passed a $78.5 billion budget proposal. Joining us right now, State Representative Cam Cavett, Republican from Sheboygan, who sits on the Budget Committee. Representative Cavett, good morning.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate
glad to be on here today. Well, greetings from the great wet north.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because before we get into the budget stuff, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how everything is in Sheboygan. You had some real flooding concerns there a week or so ago.
Yes, sir, we do. You know, we had record amounts of snowfall, and that combined with rain and ice on the lakes and frozen ground led to record water levels. And we're still in the middle of it, Paul.
Are you
it's
really?
It's not over yet. It's the disaster that keeps giving.
Oh, man. Describe it. How bad is it? What's going on there?
Well, it started with the dams. You know, there's many dams that have failed. Many roads were washed out. We have many homes that have been flooded. Homes on the lakes that usually, I'm sure you folks are familiar with shore ice in the spring, it comes in. But because of the shore ice, there's no shore, so it's busting into houses and crashing into houses. We've got propane tanks is one of the latest problems that are floating out there. You know, how would you like to have your boat out there and hit a propane tank? You know, we've got E. coli issues with septic tanks underwater. It's surreal, you know, and we're still trying to recover from the ice storm from last year. So we've gotten back-to-back disasters 2 years in a row, Paul.
Man, what a mess. How long is it going to go on like that, do you think?
Well, there is a lot of water still in the Sheboygan watershed, and the Sheboygan River is where it goes into the outflow into the Straits of Mackinac, Lake Huron, but it drains about four different counties, Mount Morenci, Otsego, Presque Isle, Sheboygan. You know, it's a big watershed, and there's a lot of water in it, so we're not done. We're not done. I'd love to come back on and tell you when we are done and give praise to the cavalry who showed up, you know.
Well, and
lot of people here to assist.
Yeah, there are people who are showing up to assist there, aren't there?
There are. You know, we had problems with a private dam that had a power generation system that hadn't started for probably 5 years, and Consumers Power came and showed up and got that thing running, allowed 30% more capacity to come into the system, come through to push water out to the lake. You know, it's been pins and needles. We were worried that the Sheboygan Dam was going to bust or breach and flood the downtown. You know, we saw this in Midland, unfortunately. And so we're trying to learn from what happened there to try and help us out here.
We'll certainly keep tabs on it. Yeah, we'd love to talk again when everything gets back to normal. I think I transposed these numbers when I was talking about the budget at the outset here. I said 78.5. It's a $75.8 billion budget plan. This is quite a bit slimmer than what the governor had proposed, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's they a couple years ago when we had the COVID money came in, there was $9 billion. And a lot of that got baked into the budget. A lot of it got spent on what I would call frivolous programs like Zen centers at schools and boxing clubs and shooting ranges and things that aren't necessarily core things that government should be working on, in my opinion. So, yeah, it's a lot shorter, or a lot smaller, that's for sure.
Well, what are some of the highlights? What do you like about this budget proposal?
Well, we've cut nearly $600 million in general fund spending again. We protect the rainy day fund. There's a lot of talk on the other side of the aisle about using funds from the rainy day. Not needed at all. We just need to rein in our spending a little bit. We make a lot of investments in roads and schools. $10 million more in the public safety trust fund. I'm really kind of happy with some of the school spending that we've done. You know, we increased the per pupil allowance now. It's a little over $10,000. And, you know, I'm sure you and a lot of your listeners have heard that our reading scores are really poor here in the state of Michigan. You know, our kids aren't testing and they're not testing at levels that shows competency. So if your child is having trouble reading, there's extra tutors money for that. And if they have to get held back for some reason, we kick another $2,500 per pupil in to get them assistance, to get them back up to par so we can read. And as you're well aware, you learn to, once you learn to read, you know, the world is yours.
Yeah, for sure. Also in this budget is universal breakfast and lunch programs statewide, not just for public school students, but for private school students as well.
Yeah, I agree with that too. You know, and we take a lot of criticisms for that, but I don't think that students should be punished. You know, this is truly universal for all kids in the state. They shouldn't be punished by, you know, adult bureaucracies or the geography where you live. If you're in a charter school in inner city Detroit, you should qualify for a free universal meal also, not just public school kids.
Took a long time to reach an agreement on a budget last year, Cam. How do you think this year is going to go?
Well, the Republicans got our budget done and complete. And I walked around yesterday over on the other side of the Capitol building, and I saw the Senate looked like they were working hard on getting theirs done. As you're well aware, Paul, this is a proposed budget. This is where we're starting the negotiations at on the Republican side. And when the Senate delivers theirs, we're going to take a look at it and we'll negotiate it. And that's how it works. You know, this is a negotiation process, and we'll come to an agreement. And I think the citizens of Michigan are going to be winners.
Well, we sure hope so. We'll watch how the negotiations go. The deadline is self-imposed deadline, July 1st, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Right. I think we'll meet it. You know, not to be political, but it's an election year, Paul. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go back to their district and say we didn't get the job done. So I think we're going to get it done.
Yeah, a little extra motivation for sure. Cam, I appreciate your time this morning. Try and stay dry up there, and we'll look forward to following up on how things are going in Sheboygan and the rest of northern lower Michigan.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.